Perek Dalet, after the back and forth between Esther and Mordechai, they make a plan how Esther's going to approach Ahasuerus and what she asks Mordechai to do on her behalf to gather all the Jewish people and conduct special tefillos and tshuva and fasting in order to provide a zchus for her to be able to go in front of Ahasuerus and ask for the salvation of the Jews. At the very end of that perek, Pasuk says, Vayavor Mordechai, Vayasko Chol Asher Tzivsa Alav Esther. Arskel translates, Mordechai then left, Vayavor. Vayavor Mordechai left, and he did exactly as Esther had commanded him. Seems to be somewhat extraneous. The Gemara in Megillah, Tezayin says, Vayavor Mordechai, he passed. It doesn't say what he passed, doesn't say where he went. Vayavor Mordechai is a lashon suggesting that he did an avera. He was over on something. What exactly was he over on? If you know the chronology, so this episode takes place right before Pesach. The 14th, 15th, and 16th days of Nisan are the days, the 3 days that are designated by Esther and Mordechai for fasting, Leich Knossos called Yehudim. So it was Yontif. And there goes Mordechai telling the Jewish people to eat on Pesach. Eat on Pesach. By the way, we only have a 1 day of a fasting. The Torah brings from the Mesach Sofrim that used to be in Eretz Yisrael, they would fast 3 days. 3 days memorializing this moment in time when the Jewish people davened and fasted on behalf of Esther. But it's a little hard for us to make that happen. Why do we observe the fast in Adar as opposed to Nisan? Nisan is a happier month. The dedication of the Mishkan, the Nesiim, we don't say Tachron, okay? Can't fast in a month where we don't say Tachron. But we observe 1 day. But how could Mordechai at the time declare the Jewish people should fast for 3 days, including Yontif? Okay, so apparently the times called for it. But we're going to leave that unanswered at the moment. What's really a bigger question is, Mordechai makes a big deal about the fact that he instituted a fast day on Yontif. I have a bigger question. What about matzah? Can you imagine being mevatel the Pesach Seder, not having your matzah? I know some people can probably do without the matzah. But can you imagine not having a Pesach Seder, not having your matzah? That's also not there. It calls them all to be mevatel the mitzvah of matzah. So this is a question asked by the Achron, the Aruch Laner, and others. Suggest a few terutzim. How it could be that they pulled off both issues? They were able to fast, and they're also able to eat matzah. So truth is, if you look at the Gemara in Yevamos, you get the impression that they literally fasted 3 days and three nights incessantly without any interruption. But the Medrash gives a slightly different approach, which might just give a practical answer to this, that even though the Pasuk says that Esther asked them to observe a fast, Sumo alive al tochel val tishu shloshes yamim laila v'yom, 3 days, day and night. So it doesn't mean literally 72 hours. But they began the fast on the 13th of Nisan. And so it was that night, the 14th night and 14th day, 15th and 16th, but not the nights in between. So they're able to eat at the Pesach Seder. That's one answer. But they still chopped the Laila because it began on the 14th. Interesting. Okay. More Lamedusha answer. One of two. We'll mention one this evening. The Aruch Laner says, think about it. What do we know about a fast day? Beginning of Beitzah, there's a Mishnah. It's also in Mesach Zuma. What is the amount that a person has to eat to be considered in violation of a fast? Even though when it comes to, let's say, eating treif, right? So what's the shear? What's the amount to get a punishment for eating treif? Kezias, an olive size, right? The same amount that would be required to eat matzah, let's say, a kezias. But the avera of breaking a tainus, breaking a fast, is not a kezias. What is it? It's koseves, dried fig. It's a little bit bigger. So what Mordechai told them to do is eat precisely a kezias of matzah, still be less than what is the shear for a tainus. Like Mordechai says, the reason why there's a larger quantity for a fast is because you need yesuvei daita. The violation of the fast only comes through some peace of mind, some regaining your strength as a result of the eating. So it's not enough to have what the Torah calls an achila. You have to actually have a more significant, more substantial amount that gives you that yishav hadas. So what he told him to do is, fast, but you can still eat a kezias and be considered fasting. The pshat we're not going to talk about tonight is, what if you put matzah in a blender? What if you put matzah in a blender? Okay? Instead of having to chew it and get it stuck in your throat, you made a puree. Would that count? So if you pureed chazer, you wouldn't be in violation of a doraisa, because it's shalok kederach achila. Mishal Melech suggests maybe if I pureed matzah and I didn't eat it the normal way, it would also count. Okay, so that's another way. Maybe they pureed the matzah, they got the credit for it, but it wasn't considered a fast day. Okay, not for tonight. Last point I do want to mention is, let's ask a question. Okay, this is a question that's asked by the Tver Shlomo, the Radomsker. All right, obviously the times called for desperate measures, but why couldn't Esther and Malka just push it off a couple of days? Why do we have to get into all these fancy answers to figure out how they ate matzah and how they were able to deal with Pesach? Just wait till next week, right? The declaration of the decree wasn't that it would be enacted, that wouldn't be carried out, for another 11 months. So Dumpster says, the pshat is because In order to arouse heavenly mercy, the most powerful thing that Esther could do was allow the yontif of Pesach to go by without the mitzvah observance. You know what would really wake things up, which would cause a rash in Shemayim? Not the threat of the death of all Jews. The threat of the ceasing of the Jewish people performing the mitzvah halayla. Other Hasidic Shasvarim say, the pasuk that is right here and right now, Belayla hahu nadu d'shnas ha-melech. On that night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMelech, was aroused from his slumber. What suddenly woke Hashem up? Where was he all this time? No one had their Pesach Seder. There was no regular observance of matzah. Again, we're not taking the Lomnish approach over here. There was no Pesach day. That woke HaKadosh Baruch Hu out. The pasuk says, Nirmiyah im lo brisi shemayim v'aretz. Without the fulfillment of the bris, the covenant of the Torah, Kadosh Baruch says the world might as well cease to exist. Not the existence of the Jewish people that throws everything into chaos, but the fact that they were not in fulfillment of the mitzvahs. That's what would wake up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's precisely opportunity to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you destroy the Jews, there won't be any Torah anymore. But we say, Am Yisrael Chai, comes out from this. What we're really saying is, Am Yisrael lives through the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs. The zechuyos that we earn, whether it be for the soldiers, whether it be for any Torah Klal Yisrael goes through, what ultimately arouses the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mercy, more than even the threat of the physical lives of the Jewish people, the spiritual lives of the Jewish people. We should have that in mind, because it should carry a lot more gravity and weight when we approach the Torah mitzvahs, especially when we have the opportunity to earn zechus for the salvation of the Jewish people.